is the Desperate Mothers Podcast.
But when we come back,
we're going to talk about this, and then we don't talk about it.
Oh, my.
See, Jack listens to a lot of pro podcasts, where I listen to a lot of dorks like me.
Oh, my.
That constant droning sound? No, that's CJ. No one else likes that.
Well, I think it has equipped me for, you know, relationships with women.
Oh, my. Check out what these desperate motherfuckers are up to this week.
If you actually want to practice some editing, you can, like, divide the podcast into, like, quarters and stick bumper music in something that could vaguely resemble commercials in the quarters.
Well, that was edited.
Right, but it was still continuous, except for the very beginning.
Oh, okay, the overall? I cut chunks out, man.
Yeah, I know that, but still, once we get to talking, it's continuous from when we start talking to the end and you play the outro.
Oh, I'm glad you think so. It wasn't.
What I'm saying is,
there's long passages of non-edits.
All right. That's
what
not,
he's saying
not
is
what I'm
you
saying.
Didn't break anything in the
You're
middle.
You're not breaking it up
that,
in
yeah.
quarters
crap
or anything.
In there.
I'm saying that you might want to like break it up in quarters and have
fake commercials.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like give people a breather between the conversation?
So you do the whole tease what you're going to talk about and then you do a fake commercial and then you come back to and talk about what you told them you were about to talk about.
Yeah.
But when we come back,
we're going to talk about this, and then we don't talk about it.
Not for two breaks.
I don't know. I'm not saying. I'm just saying, you know, if you wanted an opportunity to pimp somebody or to,
Well, I don't know a lot of people out there that can use a whole 20 listeners.
Get them girls out on the street, boy.
And it's not for the 20 listeners that we have. It's for the 20,000 that we're going to have.
As soon as I offend the wrong people, and it makes the news.
I'm just saying, when you listen to anybody else's podcast, it's about 15 minutes commercial.
See, Jack listens to a lot of pro podcasts, where I listen to a lot of dorks like me.
Yeah, but you're a dork that wants to become a pro. If you walk like a duck, and you quack like a duck, and you swim like a duck,
pretty soon someone's going to shoot you.
And I think this is one of the things, you know, we're missing the gold. Are you recording? Oh, actually, this might be recording.
I am recording.
Okay, so...
So this will be a little bit of the practice where we, like, keep this little good segment and put it someplace good.
Right.
Instead, this is all just going to go up straight like this. Plus, this will let me practice the compression and stuff and get this air conditioner sound out. It's not that bad.
I'm not hearing it in the headphones.
I can hear it a little bit.
Yeah, you're hearing zzzz.
Well, I have sustained hearing damage, and I always hear it zzzz.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
Part of that noise that you're not hearing is the air conditioner.
It's really there.
Well, when you spent 15 years working around jet engines.
So, yeah, I'm going to kill the air conditioner, and then we're going to see how far we can survive.
All right.
Jet, but living around 100 decibels all the time, so that sounds totally normal to you?
This is totally normal, and it's hard for me to pick out the background whine from the sound of what I normally hear.
That's why he thinks I'm normal. That constant droning sound? No. Yeah? That's CJ. No one else likes that. Oh.
Well, I think it has equipped me for, you know, relationships with women.
Yeah. Oh. Cue the hate mail.
I just killed that one.
Something's gonna... come flying like a brick through the window.
How dare he say that at desperatemothers.net. I'm toying with the idea of getting a shorter domain. I mean, I like Desperate Mothers, but if you're not a .com, you're not .dot anything. I mean...
But can't you just, like, get a tiny URL and forward it to
it's not a .com, though.
Well...
I know. Actually, there's been a lot of talk lately about .coms losing their value because of alternate ways of addressing URLs.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you're at.
I don't...
As long as people can find you.
I don't type in URLs very often. What I normally type in is a search term, and then I click on stuff.
So you let Google do all your dirty work? So if Google up and decides one day that they're going to route all of Jack's midget porn searches to, you know, CNN, then you're going to be stuck reading, you know, I don't know. Insert some bad CNN joke here.
It might be for the betterment of humanity.
There's not really that much midget porn out there.
There really isn't. There's
comparatively.
I know, there are like half a dozen regular girl midgets, and then the rest are transsexuals. So, welcome to the Desperate Mothers Podcast. I'm CJ Watson.
I'm Jason Rice.
And I am Jack Fisher.
And, yeah, I think we're done now.
You're spent?
We talked about all the good stuff, and we've already digressed to midget porn. I mean, if you don't know where the party's going, or at the end of the night when, you know, you're trying to just figure out and decide what to do with everybody, and you break out the midget porn, you know it's done. You know, you guys have talked about everything you had to talk about. So midget porn. And, S'mores, Oreo s'mores. It's the summertime.
Yeah.
And on your shelf you can find, you know, they have Oreos in all sorts of flavors. This is graham cracker, chocolate, and marshmallowy goodness in an Oreo cookie sandwich.
All right, I was hoping that we were going to light a bonfire in the studio here and that we were going to break out the skewers and marshmallows and graham crackers and chocolate.
There's way too much petroleum-based puppet fur in here.
All right. Yeah, so you're thinking Michael Jackson, Jimmy Pryor.
Michael Jackson, Richard Pryor, Meet the Muppet. It's like a Gonzo just explodes, like one of Gonzo stunts. So we're going to try these. They're once again, they're S'mores Oreos. You know what they should be called?
S'morios.
Yes.
S'morios.
S'morios, bitches.
No, because I tried to foster the reputation of being the voice of sanity on this broadcast. I'm going to talk about cookies and serving sizes.
And I'm going to...
So this says that the serving size is 2 cookies. And Jesus Christ. Amount per serving?
Had anything to do with this.
140 calories for 2 cookies.
2 cookies is 140 calories.
Holy cow.
So
that's like a beer.
So you can have 20 cookies for your daily calories.
So by eating 2 cookies, I'm depriving myself of the opportunity to drink a beer.
A 12-ounce beer.
Yes.
Not a Jack-sized beer.
Well.
Not a growler.
So when you guys do beer 30, I can have 2 cookies.
Yeah. So, it does smell very graham crackery. It's got the yellow gold cookie. It's got a swirly chocolate marshmallowy thing happening inside.
Yeah. Has a...
And I'm a break it in half and eat the cream kind of guy.
Yeah.
The cream filling tastes like regular Oreo cream filling.
Mm. I eat my cookies like I eat my ladies. Mm. I spread it open and go for the cream.
I've got nothing to say to that.
So, in this episode so far, we're once again rendering my mother unable to listen to this broadcast. I was relaying to CJ the fact that my sister had promised to listen to the podcast. and she had mentioned that she might share the podcast with my mother. And I warned her that perhaps she should pre-screen the podcast before deciding whether that was appropriate.
Yeah, I don't tell any of my friends about this.
It's a dirty little secret we do in CJ's garage. The only people who know about us are the bots from India.
It's not India, it's the NSA bots.
Oh, yeah. Those poor government snoops. So, they enjoy the podcast and they can't even let us know.
So far, this one's not looking promising for being shareable.
No. We'll have to edit a special one together just for your mom.
It'll be 10 minutes long.
Oh, it's so sweet. You're all so nice.
Well, she can listen to one of the ones where you're not here, because we usually keep it relatively clean when it's just the two of us.
Yeah. Are you saying I'm a bad influence?
Yeah, but that's not why she wants to listen. I bring... She doesn't want to listen to you or me.
I think what Jason just said is that I bring out terrible things in CJ. I inspire him to...
higher levels of depravity?
Yes.
Well, see, that's bonus points right there.
And you know, I think I'm okay with it.
So the cookie is a little graham cracker. I got that little graham cracker tang to it.
Yeah. It tastes graham crackery. I wouldn't go so far as to say the filling fills me with that s'more filling.
I wanted more chocolate.
But
right. I wanted more chocolate. I got the graham cracker. I got the marshmallow.
Yeah, well, marshmallow's kind of an easy thing to do. It's a sugar base. So as long as you get a sweet, not too vanilla filling, you're going to touch the marshmallow.
Yeah.
I needed more chocolate.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. These fuckers need chocolate. To be dipped in chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought
of course,
I tasted...
we're already at, what did I say?
70 calories each.
140 calories.
For two.
For a serving.
So 70 calories a cookie.
Yeah. And
so we're going to dip it in chocolate.
Let's raise the bar.
We'll do that right after we do the Krispy Kreme burger challenge. Krispy Kreme burger. I still think we're going to do the habit. But no, back to the cookies. If you were looking for a graham cracker and you want an Oreo, I don't think this delivers on either level satisfyingly. It's fun because it's summer. It tastes good, but it's not a s'mores and it's not an Oreo. It's a delicious, not a s'more Oreo cookie. It's not.
It's disappointing on two levels.
It leaves you wanting s'more.
S'more. I guess that's what s'mores are supposed to do. And I do like s'moreos would have been a better name.
Yeah.
Of course, they need to be covered in chocolate then. I really think if you just cover it in chocolate, like those chocolate dipped Oreos, it would be right on the money. It would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, buy yourself some s'mores. Melt some chocolate, dip it in there. Perfect. That's a s'moreos, bitches. Thank you, Nabisco. We expect our advertising check.
Yeah, we're waiting for a couple of those still, I think.
Advertising checks?
Yeah.
We keep advertising people that don't give a shit about us.
Little Debbie owes us money.
Yeah. Not sure if it's Little Debbie that owes us money or...
It's not Hostess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we cut Hostess some slack on, what was it, the Ding Dongs?
Ding Dongs.
Yeah, they earned it. We didn't cut them some slack. They redeemed themselves a little bit.
They own the Ding Dongs.
Yeah, and that's good, but... Yeah, was it... did we do the cupcake challenge? I don't think we did the cupcake challenge yet.
I wasn't there for the cupcake challenge.
Then we didn't do it. Because I did it by myself. And it hurt.
Okay,
we're gonna have to do that.
Probably don't want to know what you did to the cupcakes to hurt, but
it involves a freezer,
okay,
and a shoehorn.
Creamy filling.
Is it kind of like no? I'm...
yeah. So I would recommend the s'mores just because it's summertime, but I would definitely say if you're the kind of person who makes chocolate covered strawberries for that special someone on Valentine's Day and you dip things normally, definitely do that, because then I imagine it's going to be pretty awesome. So, other news this week.
We had the opening weekend for Mad Max Fury Road.
I have not gotten around to Mad Max yet.
Well, I went to see it. It was pretty spectacular.
I hear nothing but spectacular things about it.
And I think spectacular's, it's about all you're going to get from it. It's the amount of cars and explosions and people being shot it's spectacular.
I heard one bad review about this movie, but it was from a 55-year-old woman who shouldn't have gone to see it in the first place.
She was expecting that nice young Mel Gibson character again.
Or she thought Charlize Theron should be more ladylike.
She thought that bald guy was pretty rude. Oh, man. No, I mean, the movie looks so good, and it's got Bane in it.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who played Bane.
Yeah. Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
They got the rights to Bane? They got that from DC? Really? That no. kicks ass.
You know, I think if you look close in all the extras in that movie, there's a couple of Banes. Because Bane's Batman uniform is not that different than most of the Mad Max extras. It's really just a modified ball gag.
Yep. He may have actually been wearing that in the movie, but it's hard to say.
No, but I haven't seen it yet, and
yeah, that's why I'm trying not to, you know, let any serious spoilers slip.
Yeah, I'll probably be seeing it Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So, good. I'll spoil it for everybody else, but not
there,
for me.
There are cars. Shit blows up.
Yeah, that's about all you need to know.
I just spoiled the movie.
Lot of stuff blows up, and there's lots of cars.
It makes me want to see, because I've seen a lot about it, and I've seen a couple of extended scenes, and it makes me want to see George Miller do...
Like the behind-the-scenes making...
No, makes me want to see him tackle Judge Dredd.
Oh, okay.
You know, our Tank Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can you imagine that kind of direction with Tank Girl? I mean, George Miller's amazing. And this is the guy who directed Babe Pig in the City.
But Babe Pig in the City was an excellent film, if you've got kids.
I couldn't tell you.
I have kids.
Were there a lot of explosions in it and car chases?
Very few explosions. But the story really reached out and grabbed you by the heart and squeezed.
But you know what's really interesting is George Miller was trying to get this movie together for, like, was it 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this movie's been in development hell ever since Beyond the Thunderdome.
Mm, yeah?
Yeah. And while he was trying to get this movie made, he made movies like Babe, Pig in the City. I mean, he didn't give up. I mean, if you think about it, he had to toe the line. He had to do that. He had to just live. You know, kind of like what we talk about in the podcast all the time. You want to follow your dream, but you've got to do the things you do to make sure you can support your family.
Yeah.
Eat food. Not live under a bridge. Not sell yourself for $5 handies on the side of the road. And...
But you sell yourself for $5 handies just for fun, so.
Yeah. Well, usually I hang outside the church. The Catholic one. It's just the priests. Usually just give lessons to the choir boys. It's fully closed. It's nothing seedy.
Music lessons. You're talking music lessons.
Yes. Flute.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
So, yeah, George Miller, 70 years old. And he finally gets around to making Mad Max.
Mad Max he always wanted to make.
But was it Happy Feet? He did Happy Feet?
He did really? Happy Feet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, George, it's insane. You know, this guy, he made some great movies. And then he did what everyone else has to do in Hollywood once you're no longer the big name or you can't get that dream job going. It's you plug away. I mean, of course, he made hits. Happy Feet was a freaking hit.
Yeah.
Happy Feet 2 was a freaking hit. But he was a producer on Babe. And so his directing credits. And he had some significant writing credits. It's just a guy that did not give up and just kicked ass, you know? Yeah, his directing credits were Happy Feet, Happy Feet 2, Babe, Pig in the City, Lorenzo's Oil, The Witches of Eastwick.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it's not like he hasn't been working. It's just...
hasn't always been working on his passion.
Yeah, well, I know. Witches of Eastwick was a pretty badass movie, though.
You thought so?
That's a great movie.
I didn't really love it.
Yeah. How long has it been since you've seen it?
I don't know that I've ever seen it.
Because it holds up pretty well. And when you see Nicholson's ability... Because when I first saw it, I thought it was kind of over the top and you know, pandering. Because it's basically like witches and a devil movie and blah, blah, blah. You don't think much of it. But you go back, you look at the acting, you look at the scenes and sets and everything, and I think it's a really well-done movie that will just contribute to the careers of everyone involved. Like, this was a worthwhile movie. A little bit fantastic, but that kind of thing, it doesn't really get a lot of respect. But this is the guy that did Mad Max, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, it was one of those movies that just didn't stick with me.
Yeah.
It didn't. I was like, I saw it.
But... when it came out, I liked the movie Practical Magic.
That was a good movie.
Yep.
Yeah. And so I saw Practical Magic again. And this cinematography in Practical Magic is really good. And the story is pretty nice. Friendly. Easily digestible for a fantastic witch type movie. But you go back and you see it. And you look at The Witches of Eastwick. And it's such an over-the-top movie. You know, I wish I was one of those guys that can, like, recite back scenes to you. You know, because it sticks with you. The scene where he bursts in on the end and the women are trying to take him down. It's a good-looking movie. And maybe I remember it through my latest drunken haze, but I really liked it a lot the last time I watched it. Way more than I liked it ever before when I was younger. So isn't it Susan Sarandon, right?
Yep. Susan Sarandon, Cher... Pfeiffer. Michelle Pfeiffer, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Who could
when
forget Michelle
Susan
Pfeiffer?
Sarandon and Michelle Pfeiffer were... They were pretty much at their hottest in those years.
Yeah.
Cher. This was before she did the boat ass cheeks bodysuit thing. So she was looking
the battleship.
Hot for... Yeah, the battleship. Oh. Yeah, so she was looking... She was good looking here, too. It was a good movie. It was a really good movie. You know, not everything has to be Titanic.
Are we using Titanic as a benchmark for
quality
good movies? For quality?
For great cinematography, great special effects, great pacing, great writing.
Yeah.
The box office says so, motherfucker.
Okay.
You can't deny.
I am impressed with a scene or two from Titanic.
Yeah, the like when the boat sinks.
Well, I was mainly thinking of
the booby scene.
The booby scene where Jack is sketching whatever her name is.
Rose.
Rose, sure.
It was too short. Not enough payoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie was way too short.
No, that scene was too short. 2.5 hours a movie, 2 seconds of boo.
That is a pretty dismal ratio.
Yeah, it needs to be like two and a half hours.
We wanted to keep
it
PG-13 for the kids.
Right. Funny how, you know, in America, the violence gets low ratings and the sex is something you can't share with everybody. And I realize you're not supposed to actually share sex with everybody. But you're not supposed to share violence with everybody either.
When you share sex with everybody, you get a reputation.
Mm. Well, you share violence with everybody, you go to jail. You go to the same place. Then you get more sex.
You got a pretty mouth, boy.
Yeah, like I said, I'm drinking the whiskey because, because I have to for my health, because I'm talking about getting the vertical sleeve gastrectomy, and I'm not going to be able to drink the beer that much anymore.
You know how stupid that sounds, yeah. Right?
To some of us, we understand that this is a tough transition in his life, and that there are going to be serious consequences, and reducing or eliminating beer intake is a serious consequence.
Yeah. I mean, for a long time, it's going to be reducing alcohol altogether. Yeah. Like, when you have, like, a significant portion of your stomach cut out, you probably don't want to drink anything at all that.
I'm thinking the whiskey's probably not a good idea either. Just a guess.
No, and I'm going to definitely have to add my Oreos to my shakes. The protein shakes. It's going to be a Smorio flavored protein shake. That's disgusting. I don't care. Just give it to me.
We may finally get one of those donuts blended with a hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
But the rest of us aren't going to be enjoying it, and I'm not sure that you will either.
It's the only thing I can keep down. It's 5 ounces of Charburger chocolate shake. I tried to blend the pastrami, but it just keeps getting caught in the blades.
Put the rest of this in the fridge for me.
So, bad news. I got bad news about my my results for my endoscopy last week. I have the H. pylori virus, the stomach virus. So I have to start a couple weeks of antibiotics and then medicine to strengthen the lining of my stomach. I have to take that for 8 weeks. And then when I'm through with all the meds, I have to wait 2 weeks, go in for a breath test to see if I have any trace of the virus in my stomach. And then if we're cool, I can schedule the surgery. So that's knocking me back 10 weeks.
That's a bummer.
Not a happy guy.
That is a definite bummer.
Because, you know how it is when you psych yourself up for something like this?
You were looking to knock this shit out in June, and...
Now we're looking at first or second week of August.
Yeah, now you're looking fall.
That's... Yeah, not making me happy. I'll go take a trip to Mexico and get it done. Go get me a Tijuana VSG.
That sounds so much worse than
does a donkey show come with that?
It's either the S or the G.
Oh, yeah.
So any of you get to check out the Supergirl pilot yet?
No.
Okay. It was a pirate of the pilot was released on the internets.
Yeah.
I think we talked about the Supergirl promo.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
we saw it.
We saw the promo, and I swear to God, that was better than the pilot. The pilot's getting raves, and I don't know who the fuck is raving about it, because that show sucked. Everything we saw on the pilot was on the preview was better than the pilot. I mean, Supergirl's cute, and the production values are high. But
Except for the flying.
They chintz on the special effects. I don't know. People like it. You know, if you read the reviews for the people who've seen it, they seem to like it. And
I think this says that there is a hunger out there for for good, strong female superhero characters.
Okay, and, but yeah, none of this. This is none of those.
Well,
this is Supergirl.
But
she's by definition derivative.
There is nothing else out there. I mean, there are no female superhero movies or television shows.
Where's that Wonder Woman movie we've been waiting for years?
We want Wonder Woman. Everybody does. And, you know, we'd be perfectly happy if Black Widow had her own movie. And, you know, we'd like to see Sue Storm be badass. And I'd love to see a Psylocke or something. I don't know.
Well, I thought they were going to do a Ms. Marvel and something. That they're going to do a Ms. Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Didn't hear anything about it.
And then,
that wouldn't be bad.
The Carol Danvers Miss Marvel? There's been a couple.
Ms. Marvel.
Either that or she's just going to be in the Avengers 2.
Avengers 3?
3. I guess it would be Avengers 3. Well, the second one was just the first one again. Maybe the third one will be called Avengers 2 because it'll actually be a different story. In this one, the Avengers do something else other than fight robots and destroy a city in a huge climactic battle. Yeah, they'll fight Daredevil in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, so I see something dating back to October of last year. Is Marvel ready to introduce Ms. Marvel into the cinematic universe?
The answer is apparently no.
Well, they claim yes, and it's been announced for 2018.
All right, so this is kind of pretty fruitless to talk about that. So what superheroine movie should be made or series? I don't like the idea of them making a Supergirl movie where she's pretty much just a cheap knockoff of Clark Kent.
Let alone the comic relief knockoff. No, absolutely the movie that needs to get made is Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman needs a big screen.
But it can't be a suck-ass big screen.
Oh, no, no. This needs to be kick-ass. This needs to be...
This is not the television Wonder Woman that slept with Captain...
Trainer.
Trevor?
Trevor,
Steve,
yeah.
Trainer.
Trevor.
Well, sure? I think on the television show it was Trevor.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, this needs to be the Wonder Woman that...
the Amazon princess.
The Amazon princess that makes Superman her bondage slave.
Yeah, because really I think the great Wonder Woman should come across as like a Namor type character. Someone who's like, I represent this part of your world and you guys are doing it wrong.
Definitely.
And I decide, because I am the sovereign ruler of a country, that you guys are doing it wrong. Like Namor, when he decided to kidnap Sue and marry her. Wait, no, that Namor sucked.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not sure that Sue minded it so much.
I know, but he's got fish dick, so,
I think she was kind of digging it.
Just kind of rubs up against her and ejaculates on her belly and expects her to put it where it belongs.
All right, once more, we're destroying
breach,
any prospects of this reaching an audience.
Well, not an audience.
Sorry,
of your
Jack's
mom.
Sorry.
I don't think I said anything that bad.
You do edit these, right? You listen to them. You know the words that are coming out of your mouth.
So, okay, well, but yeah, a kick-ass Wonder Woman would be great, but are there any other kick-ass female characters worth watching that aren't derivative of someone else? Like She-Hulk or Spider-Woman?
She-Hulk is actually completely different than Hulk, though.
She's a parasite. I love She-Hulk.
She-Hulk is amazing.
But she got her powers from a blood transfusion, yes. Which they really tried to do in one of the Hulk movies, and it didn't work out too well. And I guess this one didn't work out too well either, because I think She-Hulk was a lawyer. So, yeah, it made her a monster.
It made her a very big green lawyer.
I am a big fan of Psylocke.
Okay.
I don't know that Psylocke could hold a whole movie, though.
Sure she can.
Well, that's like saying Elektra can. And done right, Elektra is a badass character. Done wrong, and it's Ben Affleck's wife.
Jennifer Garner movie.
You do Elektra wrong, and she ends up marrying Ben Affleck. I wonder if she's going to be Batgirl now that he's Batman.
Yeah, we don't need a Batgirl movie. I don't think we need a Catwoman movie.
Well, they're doing a Suicide Squad movie. Yeah. So. Who knows how that's going to be? Of course, you know, everyone's all jacked up over that. And then that one picture comes out of Jared Leto as the Joker in that crazy pose. And then everyone lost their shit.
I haven't seen this picture.
Oh, yeah. You're thinking Jared Leto as Joker. I mean, it's going to be badass because Jared Leto is like an amazing talent. And he's one of those guys that lose a fuck ton of weight for a role. And what, he's the singer from 30 Seconds to Mars, Jared Leto?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, I mean, he's an amazing talent. And then that fucking picture of him as the Joker. And I think the whole internet lost their shit. Because if one picture can totally deflate your
anticipation. It would be called the Fantastic Four.
Of a movie. Or Jared Leto as the Joker. Sadly enough. Yeah, no kidding. Fantastic Four. Don't care about that movie right now. So here we have Jared Leto and a still for his version of the Joker. And it looks like someone doing a bad Instagram selfie.
Yeah, and for some reason...
it's not what I would...
It kind of reminds me too much of Marilyn Manson.
And then he's got a full-on grill happening.
Yeah, it's not what I would picture the Joker as, but I'm going to reserve judgment because you might be able to do something interesting with that.
But he's got the whole Marilyn Manson makeup, the single Michael Jackson purple glove.
Yeah.
He's got ha-ha tattooed all over him. Ha-ha, because the joke's on you, motherfuckers. And everybody just wants to see Joker get down with a badass on-screen Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
You know? That would have been a bold choice to make a Harley Quinn movie where her whole thing is doing Harley Quinn shit to break the Joker out of jail. Yeah, she's the Joker's girlfriend, but she facilitates the Joker. She doesn't, you know, need the Joker to exist. I mean, he would be stuck in prison. If not for the craziness of Harley Quinn.
Do a Harley Ivy movie.
Yeah.
Harley and Ivy.
It would be like Vampiros Lesbos. The thing that just got released on Blu-ray. Lesbian superheroes. I've seen porns like that.
I don't doubt that.
But... things you watch on the internet.
I mean, so is that where you guys stand? I mean, you can't think of any other strong female superhero to make a movie or show of? Just Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman would be the most prominent,
mm-hmm.
by far.
It's tough. When people say, you should do this character or this character, try to come up with a strong female character that didn't start off as a... Right. As a offshoot branch or derivative of an existing male character.
Or is intrinsic to a team. There's lots of female characters, but they're team characters. They wouldn't stand on their own.
They should just make a Barbie movie.
Yeah, this all go directly to video.
Ken's a sidekick. It's Barbie. And she could be anything. It should be Barbie, Master of 1,000 Disguises. Barbie thwarts a spy program, and she's playing a doctor, a lawyer, an airline pilot, and an Indian chief all in the same movie. It would be like Fletch. Yeah, if they did a Barbie movie, it's going to be totally just a comedy.
Fletch Lives.
Fletch 3, Barbie. Barbie does Russia. Vladimir Putin.
Barbie does Russia.
Vladimir Putin must be stopped. I'll stop him. He doesn't recognize me. I won't stand out at all in Russia, 6 foot tall and blonde. They can hire that woman then, got all that plastic surgery to look just like Barbie.
So my vote is an order of preference. Wonder Woman, Psylocke, and Scarlet Witch. Make those three.
If they did an actual good Elektra movie, like if they treated Elektra like the Netflix series treated Daredevil,
then it would be a badass movie. Then it would be
freaking amazing.
But if they treated Psylocke like that, that would be freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Psylocke's a badass. I would like to see a Rogue movie. I would like to see the Rogue Miss Marvel rape scene.
That's because you're just a sick little man.
Yeah, but you know by rape scene, I mean when she just steals her powers.
She's and absorbing her. And
oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that was a powerful tale. It made me hate Rogue forever. I still haven't... You know what made me hate Rogue a little bit less was Anna Paquin playing Rogue. Yeah. Then I didn't hate Rogue that much.
I didn't hate Rogue at all.
But I did hate Rogue. Yeah, not a fan because of the whole... The power rape scene. One of the most heinous crimes in the comic universe when you totally steal someone's powers. Not just damper them like the whole mutant thing was, but, I mean, take them away.
In a fashion which is extremely painful to the donor. It hurts.
Okay.
They don't like it.
Yeah.
It's unpleasant.
But no, I did. Like, just like everybody else, I grew up. I liked She-Hulk. I liked Spider-Woman. I liked the derivative characters because they were fun. But I didn't know anything. I didn't know that these characters were basically an affront to womanhood. They were just like, you know, it was cross-play. That's what was happening.
Now, there's been a lot of female DC characters. I think maybe DC has more interesting female characters than Marvel does.
Well, like the staple Power Girl. I mean, people love the cosplay Power Girl because Power Girl is an awesome character.
Yeah. But she's, again, Superman's cousin.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you could end up with the teams, like the Legion of Superheroes. They have I love Legion of Superheroes, but they're just the Legion of Goofy Heroes.
Yeah, it's like, we need somebody with this particular power. Let's make one up.
Yeah.
I like Argent. I thought she was an interesting character, but could she hold a movie on her own? No, she's part of that team. She's integral to that team, and I don't think she could hold anything by herself.
Now, are you familiar with the DC Bombshells, the statue series, sculpts?
I've seen it.
They all have sort of a retro vibe to them. They're actually getting their own comic book treatment coming out in, I believe it's August or September.
Ooh, Black Canary. She could hold her own movie.
Yeah.
Done correctly, she could do her own movie.
I like Black Canary. There's been some cool Black Canary cosplay too. Not that one requires the other.
Yeah.
I'm not using nerd bait to justify the character, and it kind of goes against the whole argument.
Yeah. And that was kind of where I was leading with the bombshells, the figurines, the expensive statues. They all have kind of this retro pin-up sort of vibe to them, and it's obviously nerd bait.
Mm-hmm.
So the comic book that they're coming out with, it's going to be more of that drawing style. And I think that's primarily going to be nerd bait.
Like Good Girl art? You know, the Good Girl pinup style?
Yeah.
The Good Girl cheesecake?
Yeah. Yeah, the Good Girl stuff. That enjoyed a resurgence for a while back in the 90s. Yeah, definitely Good Girl art. Artwork style. Yeah, hot girl looking like the Rocketeer. And Wonder Woman looking like... I can't tell if it's Rosie the Riveter or diner waitress.
I think it's intended to be Rosie the Riveter.
But it can also look like a diner waitress.
It totally looks like a waitress from Ruby's.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Poison Ivy and... Yeah, and so talk about crossover. Harley Quinn, you know, she's all sexy and bombshelly, but when you look at her, she looks like Mad Moxie from Borderlands. So it's like,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Moxie was actually based off of...
Somewhat, like, huh?
Yeah.
Somebody like, got...
There was definitely some...
Like Mad Moxie is Harley Quinn meets the Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
You know, transgendered, transvestite, Mad Hatter. But again, I mean, we're not really seeing a load of female characters. We see a lot of strong female characters, but we're not seeing a load of original female characters. Because people want to buy something that's familiar, and that's, you know, the male characters. And people want to buy something that's sexy. So, you know, you want a sexy Superman. I don't know what that says about a lot of people. Because if you look at the cosplay and the nerd bait, there's a lot of sexy, like, crossplay. A lot of females that are playing male characters sexy. So, I mean, it all started with Robin. Because I think we all probably had a little bit of a Robin thing. And then...
I don't think I ever had a Robin thing.
But then when they made a female Robin, we felt okay admitting it.
Well, when Spoiler played Robin for a little while, I was liking that. But I never had a Robin thing.
Maybe you can't admit to yourself that you had a Robin thing.
He had those sexy little boy shorts going on and, you know, piled around with a daddy, a rich daddy.
He drove the sensors wild.
I never had a Robin thing, guys.
When
I came into Robin, he was already the third suit. He was Tim Drake.
Kamikaze or WonderCon at the Burt Ward thing?
I think that was Kamikaze.
And he was talking about how his abnormally large package showed through his tight little boy shorts. I got them in all the teen girl magazines. So I'm surprised they just don't do a Robin series featuring a female.
Yeah, like they could do a Birds of Prey movie. Because Oracle would be a really cool character, but could Oracle carry a movie? No.
Yeah, they're redoing Batgirl anyway. I mean, they're taking Oracle out of the mix.
Yes, Oracle's not even a DC...
figure
in
anymore.
The,
yeah, just,
in the
not
DC
even the
universe.
DC, no, so they're changing Batgirl up. Rebooting Batgirl.
Yeah. See, I like it's not the old Batgirl, but the when Oracle existed Batgirl,
mm-hmm.
Cassandra Cain.
Yeah.
Because she was badass.
So, yeah, I guess my comic book reading experience is failing me here because I'm just having a hard time coming up with strong original female characters.
I don't think it's a matter of you having a hard time coming up with them. I think they're few and far between.
Yeah. Most of your characters are going to be guys, and then your strong females are going to be to round out the team.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I'm working on a story. I've been trying to work on this new character for a comic book. And it's, I don't know if I've probably talked about it here before. But really, it's a tween girl character who solves mysteries and has adventures. And she's
Nancy Drew?
Yeah, but, you know, I was going over and rereading the old Nancy Drew stuff. And she was not a tween. She was Nancy Drew was freaking Veronica Mars. She helped her dad out and had adventures, right? Sounds like Veronica Mars. So, but again, this character doesn't have any special powers, and she's a little girl. And but it's because there's not stuff like that out there, you know? I'm trying to write this new character, something that I want to see, something that I hope that more people will do. You have young characters out there, and they're doing things like strong female young adult leads or even preteen leads, but you'll get Ramona, you'll get Madeline, you'll get pretty much Dennis the Menace, or it's some funny thing, but it's nothing that a regular kid can maybe identify with or hope to kind of be. So I'm working on a story arc for a character that I call Maria the Invisible Girl, and she's just a little indistinct, someone who doesn't really stand out, and so she uses that to her advantage to investigate and insinuate herself into situations. And I want to take it to, like, think of it as a tween Nancy Drew. So, but again, you know, I'm talking about doing stuff like that. It's not a superhero. She's never going to be a superhero. And it's just a little story that I thought would be interesting and create. But we need more female, strong female original characters, you know, and I think people don't want to make it because if they make a bad one, they might catch shit. But if you look at the comics world, there's a fuck ton of horrible male characters. Yeah. I mean, my gosh, you got the rhinoceros, you got the rhino. Okay, yeah, Rhino's cool, but he probably could not have been. He just as easily could have been, you know, Walrus. Walrus is a fucking Spider-Man character, right? You know that. Think of the speed and proportionate strength of a walrus.
Well, the original villain in Fantastic Four issue 1, Mole Man.
But he was like the king of the moles under the earth. You know,
my favorite lame ass character, Catman.
Catman.
He was a lame ass Batman ripoff who wore a cat suit and had a catmobile and was just wished he was Batman, only he was a villain.
Nope. What about the independent comic books?
Well, see, I was just thinking that because I was looking up Lady
Witchblade.
Witchblade. Well, Witchblade had a TV series and it did fairly well. I mean, it was like, I don't know, one of those off-brand, off-network series.
I'd like to see a Dark Child movie.
You know? I mean, we had Buffy. Buffy was a joke. The Buffy movie was a comedy, and the first season of Buffy...
The Buffy movie was never what Joss Whedon wanted it to be.
Right. And right. I heard that.
He did not want it to be...
The joke that it was. And I was just looking at Lady Death, thinking that Lady Death started in what, Evil Ernie?
Yeah.
In those comic books. And I don't know if you can...
They're just... She's a cool character, but there was no... She was there for the cheesecake. There was no story behind any of those.
Yeah, and didn't you have the derivative character, Lady Demon? Was it Lady Demon?
There was Lady Death, there was Lady Demon... there was Chastity, the vampire who fought Lady Death and Evil Ernie and all those guys.
Yeah, and those were shameless cheesecake books.
Yeah.
I do think Lady Death should get a movie. I think it would be a badass movie. But I think it has to be done by a badass director.
you've got to get somebody who can write and bring a story, because you can't look at what has been done in the comics and try to pull something out of that.
Yeah.
Because that was all crap.
Yeah, that's the deal. I mean, the Evil Ernie stuff was all crap. I mean, power to everybody that made it, because, I mean, they really made an impact, and they really made some iconic characters, and they really need to have some great writer come in and say, I'm going to give these characters a story they deserve, because they captured the imagination of a lot of people. It's just like fucking Vampirella, one of the greatest goofy-ass space vampires ever. I mean, is she a gothic vampire, or is she a space vampire? I mean, you got both Vampirellas, and nobody knows what they're going to get. And
it just,
and I think
the
movie
the
was
place.
Fucking space vampire.
Yeah, space vampire.
Yeah, and that was ridiculous. Give me a fucking strong Vampirella.
Yeah.
Blade, like fucking Blade. I would be happy if Vampirella movie was done exactly like Blade 1, you know?
So you want a female Wesley Snipes.
I would like a chastity movie.
Well... Like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. We'll just get Wesley Snipes to do fucking Vampirella.
Do Wong Fu. Thanks for everything.
Yeah. Oh my god. Was that the movie he was in?
Was the
yeah, I'm getting for the wrong. I'm getting the wrong transvestite movie.
Still, we understood and we laughed. So.
But yeah, Wesley's nice and badass. He could pull off a female Vampirella. And he'll kick your ass if you give him shit for it.
Him and his Patrick Swayze and John Leguizamo cadre.
Oh my
god. Transvestite bitches.
Gosh, I'm going to fucking buy that movie on Blu-ray and watch that again. It's going to lead into my midget porn friends.
Okay, and with that, I think we've come full circle.
All right. Leaving you out on midget porn. Oh. Okay, I guess we're going to wrap that up here, folks. Thanks for listening to this episode of podcast. Except for Jack's mom. Sorry, you couldn't listen. You couldn't have listened to this one. But we knew it was going to start off bad. It went to midget porn. It went to Namor ejaculating all over Sue's stomach.
There was nowhere to go but down.
At least we didn't talk about Hulk's penis again.
Yeah.
It was visceral.
Thanks for listening to the Desperate Brothers Podcast. I'm CJ Watson.
I'm Jason Rice.
And I am Jack Fisher.
Hop on.